Hi, is anybody on the call?
Hi, it's Betty.
Hi, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Your Shah's at her destination yet?
I didn't know that the call was up and running again, so this is my first time on since the other phone number was dropped.
Oh, I see. Well, I know she's heading back to Oregon, so I don't know if she'd be back, you know, if she's back home yet or not, so.
Right, yes.
Well, welcome back to the call.
Well, thank you. I've been missing it a lot. When did it restart?
Well, you know, it's so funny that the number that they had before, they decided that they didn't want to have the number anymore. You know, they didn't, the company, I guess, dropped the number, period.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Had to find a new number, and matter of fact, we were at Shah's B&B when she found this one. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was a great time. We had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Shah is a cooker.
I mean, yeah.
We were there for 7 days, and there wasn't one meal that was repeated.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. We had fun, though. I'm the best preparer now. I know how to cut vegetables and what a lot of things are that I didn't have any clue what they were, you know.
Yes. Yes, but you became a great sous chef, huh?
So what part of the country are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Okay. I'm from Massachusetts.
Pardon me?
I said I'm from Massachusetts. Not too far.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you on Dave's call at all?
No.
Okay. You're with Nikian, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He has an accountability call that he does on Tuesdays. I didn't know.
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Well, it's been going on since March, so it's been on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good, you know?
Yes.
You're a little bit more accountable of what you're supposed to be doing, you know?
And that's what I need.
I know. Oh, I know. We all need that accountability. Life gets in the way a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Any recipes at all, or?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm in the car driving, that's why I had to drive my grandson to work, and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to miss the call.
Yes.
I have the phone on speakerphone, that's probably why you might not hear me sometimes.
Yeah, it cuts out, it seems like it cuts out here and there, that's all.
Yeah. Have you tried any recipes, or how long have you been doing plant-based, or have you?
Yes,
has arrived.
Yes, what? Since, what is it, like 2 years, 2.5 years? I came in August, and I think that it started earlier in the spring.
Uh-huh. I know. I was one of the couples that, my husband and I were one of the couples that went to Parkview this year.
Yes.
You've heard,
Nancy has arrived.
Yeah. And boy, that was an awesome experience. My husband can't wait to go back, you know, it's so funny.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do is get things organized so I can get there.
Yeah. I guess it's, opening, two sessions. For the fall, one in October and one in November.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's 2 weeks there, but, you know, 10 days of the actual class time. And
right.
I got my, my bill from my insurance company, and they covered it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was excited, you know.
I don't know if they'd
cover it the second time.
Well, they seem to. They seem to.
This is Shar.
I'm Shar.
Thank you for helping out since I was late getting out of the shower here.
Are you home yet, Shar?
Yeah, I've got such a mess. I couldn't find my notebook. I'm just hauling the last bits of the stuff. Danny's helping me load, so. So I got some.
When did you get home?
We're home in New York.
No! You haven't left yet?
I'm hauling the last. I said we're packing up the last bit of the stuff. We won't go into the delays, so. It just happens every year, one after the other.
Oh, Shar, you're so funny. I haven't bothered you all week because I figured you must be en route somewhere.
It's been quiet here, and so we have been just going like maniacs. I guess everybody figured the same thing. So anyway, except for the locals running in and out all the time. So anyway.
Yeah, right.
So, I heard Dottie, and I don't know who was talking with Dottie just before I announced myself.
Oh, it's Betty.
Betty. Oh, okay. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
And then I heard Nancy.
Gotta watch Dr. Oz today.
Oh, dear.
About the prime ways to avoid getting cancer, 1 in 3 women, and he talks about lifestyle a lot. I just watched 5 minutes of it, though. Sounds like an interesting program.
Well, you're going to have to update us because mine's not being recorded.
Uh-oh.
And looked at my machine, so it's
Uh-oh.
Not my machine. So anyway, that's just an incredible amount of information to back up what we did at Parkview, as well as the doctors. So anytime you guys have an opportunity to watch it, or if you're like me and you and Nancy and I, we both just record it and listen to it at a later time. And for me, it's definitely listen because I rarely sit down to watch it. Just, if it's in the same room, I can hear it. I can take notes on the key points so that I can go back and reference it when I've got to really embed the information. So I know we're all busy, but I know that the busyness needs to give way for our health and the health information that can make a difference on the quality of our lives. So, anyway, that's my...
Well, we started out by saying that, you know, there are some factors that we cannot change. But, and I don't remember if he said a percentage that we can, but certainly interesting things that he started out with.
Well, I know Campbell from Sinus Genie
has arrived.
There's 2 to 3 that are, 2 to 3% that are genetic.
Mm-hmm.
But he said... Even with that 2 to 3%, we can direct it. So that's what he put. That's what Dr. Campbell put on the genetic part.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the rest of it, there's an awful lot we can do. I mean, even when we're dealing with it to change the circumstances, how dramatic the disease affects us. That sounds like, but anyway, you know what
I'm talking about.
How strong the disease affects us.
When I was turning it off, he was talking about the sun, and you know, people say shouldn't have any, and he said too little sun is not good either, and that's when I turned it off. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I can feel the difference in my energy when I'm out in the sun, also because it is an energizer. As well as getting the D that for your body to run on, and I'm not sure how that affects the energy either.
Well, it has to do with the cholesterol conversion to D, I think.
Right. Oh, with the energy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I
feel any minute.
Plus, you just feel more energetic when it's a sunny day than a gloomy day.
Right. That I have dramatically learned from being in New York because I just got the report that they had 21 days of rain in Portland, and I know that was pretty great that I missed that, so
yeah.
There's a reason for absolutely everything that's happened, and I'm not going to argue with it, so I don't like that anymore. Can I just join us?
Hi.
Can I?
Yeah. So she says, yeah, she says, it's been really quiet. Nobody's called. I said, well, I did get calls because she said you were, you know, away.
Who is this? It's coming in very garbled, unless somebody else can hear it better.
Sounds like Dottie forgot to put herself on mute, and we're having a lot of feedback.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Sure you are.
I know it. I was trying to find, I'm on my cell phone. I was trying to find the mute button. I'm like, oh, forget that. And then, because I'm almost home, and my husband just said to Shah that if you want, we'll come back and we'll help you pack.
Well, I don't need help. I don't need help with the packing. I just need help with the extra activities that are taking place around here.
Okay.
We'll take pictures and send it. So, anyway. So, is there anyone here that's here for a first time on the call? Because we don't need to just have a private conversation here. We need to have conversation that will include you or include questions that you might have, although you're certainly welcome to listen without identifying yourself, but we don't know how to answer questions or points that might be relevant to you. Well, I do hear a dog barking. Someone's got a friendly pet nearby.
Anyway,
anybody have anything exciting that happened over the weekend? I'm sure some of you did.
Well, we had whole wheat pizza at a pizza place, and which was kind of a treat to actually have whole wheat for the crust. And it was all all good ingredients that they had in there. So that was kind of a surprise.
And that's a really good point, Dottie. And, you know, to make those things happen faster, because things are changing in this country. The awareness is definitely changing. You go in, watch the program on Dr. Oz, and then go in a health food store and ask for one of the products that he names or, you know, whatever he's talking about, and see if they still have it on the shelf. Because as the awareness is growing, people are making different purchases. If we ask at a restaurant, have you ever considered having whole wheat crust? Or like we were doing just to be ornery, kind of, but no, it really wasn't. It was just to change the awareness. We were going in and leaving business cards at Subways and saying, you don't have, when you have the Veggie Max sandwich sub that has the Veggie Max patty in it along with all the vegetables, let us know. We'll be back. Because I asked, the reason I put it on a business card was I asked for it to be given to the manager or the owner, preferably the owner, when she came in. And so that's how you make them aware of the places, because about, I don't know what percentage of the sub shops now, or the Subways, I should say, carry the,
has arrived
to the sandwich, but I do think it's become more popular, and in some of the places that we got it,
has left the conference,
it in, so that's one way to bring more about in our communities. And the other way was listening to one of the clips on Parkview where they talked about going into the restaurants, and the naturopath there in Brunswick is actually working with several of the restaurants to have them include a healthier choice. And she said that this is on one of the clips on YouTube, by the way. It was under restaurant menus. And she's a tall... Well, you can't see how tall she is when she's sitting. Well, maybe you can a little bit. But anyway, dark-haired lady that's on there. And either two or three of them sitting talking. And she says that they will smile at her and say, oh, we do have heart-healthy choices. Well, their heart-healthy choice may be what they consider a lean piece of chicken breast, meaning. And to us, a really healthy meal is plant-based. And so they just talk briefly about what could be changed to make it, you know, healthier. You could carry some, you could have some brown rice that you fixed. You could have, you know, just different ideas. And even sharing recipes. I've got one restaurant I went into here, and she begged for the recipes, some of the recipes that she could use in her restaurant. So, you know, they're open to doing whatever the people want, many, many of them. So this is a way you can affect the people around you. And when that starts happening, then, you know, who's it better for? Better for you, your family, your grandchildren? Because it catches on in other places also. So nobody wants to be left out if something's changing.
Can you give that website that you gave on Saturday for the stuff from Parkview?
YouTube, and then it's Parkview Healthy Living. And when you click that, you'll come up with about 29 different segments, and I think they're growing every day as they're updating and adding more to it, putting more on. That have been recorded. They're only about 7 to 8 minutes. And, you know, I just say, sometime during the day, jump in, look at one of them, go to the one that does not first of the title that you're looking for. Say, oh, a lot of people on the call are concerned about trimming down 5 or 10 pounds or more. And so you might choose the one on weight. Instead of going to the one that has weight, whatever it says, and one or two or three behind it, go to the one that has no number behind it first. You should be able to find one that is without a number. That would be the root one that they started with, if I want to call it that. And then the one that says a Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2, 3, 4, however many they have in that series. And just find the topics that are of interest to you that day. Log which ones you've listened to if you do it. Because you may not remember the different one you were on previously. Just put it on your phone pad or whatever kind of record keeping you do for doing those types of things to make it faster.
Yeah. YouTube.com, and then when it comes up, Parkview Healthy Living, it's all one word.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, no, Parkview Healthy Living was in the search engine for YouTube, and no, it's not all one word. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. YouTube.com, and is it a / Parkview Healthy Living, or wait until it comes up?
No, YouTube, just YouTube.com,
yeah.
And then in their search engine, just like you would go for the name of a book on Amazon, you just type in the individual words,
okay,
and it's Parkview Healthy Living, and it will come up. You can probably put it behind it also, but I do it that way, so that's...
Okay.
Probably old-fashioned. It's probably quicker the way you're saying now that I think about it. Yeah.
Okay. When we were in Maine, we got a list at the class of, I think, 5 or 6 different restaurants there that at least have one item on the menu that was legal.
Yes, that was in our notebook also.
Okay, yeah.
They have gotten that far with it, yes.
And they also said if anybody has, now, of course, this is very local, a restaurant that they want us to clean up for you, just give us the name of it, and I don't, you know, people there can do that for them. I don't think they're going to go to Cleveland or Portland, Maine, or New York, or wherever. But yeah.
Well, the only thing that I can say there, they might know of people in those areas that would, you know, venture out and go in and do that. So and again, we could encourage them to keep a listing of people that they know that are aggressive in those areas working with a plant-based diet that would be interested in going in and talking to a restaurant if there was, you know, some interest there and, or, you know, like I said, would like to see it changed slightly or added too, because ones that give good service are...
Well, I know the place that I got the pizza, you know, I said to her, I said, gee, I said, this is great, and she says, that I guess when they first introduced the whole wheat pizza, they were using it more of a special, you know, and you had to buy a large pizza in order to get it. And then the popularity, you know, now they offer it all the time with small and large pieces, you know. So, you know, they're, now they're working on the rolls to get whole wheat rolls for their subs.
And that's so true, Dottie, because the Lebanese restaurant we were in here just a couple of days ago, what has one day a week that they make and offer whole wheat Middle East breads. And that's it right now. But there are many of the dishes, and, of course, that is very, very easy for them to do. We went in and we had, I just immediately picked up hummus, and the bread that day we were in there was not the whole wheat, was not the whole wheat day, unfortunately. We didn't make it then. But they had the hummus, and they had grape leaves with or without meat, which was easy, and I liked stuffed grape leaves. And then they have dishes like peas and rice, and I didn't get any of those. They were just closing, so we were grabbing what they had that, you know, we could take with us. And so, yes, there's lot. We've got lots more choices than you would think when we look at different areas. And, of course, in Indian restaurants, the same way. Thai is very easy to work around. I'm hooked on the Thai yellow curry dishes, and that was another one that Dr. Oz commented on twice a week. Put curry into your diet. The Indian people, East Indian people, do not have the problems we have. And he attributed some of the spices they use to that being very, very high on the list of things that really, really help. So we can learn these things. They're not difficult. And, wow, does it make the food taste good at home? Because I couldn't go out and eat that two or three times without deciding, I've got to figure out how they put this together. And there's all different levels that you can use. You can use a beginner's level where you just pick up the seasoning already prepared and you add that to it, and be a little careful with the curries because you better start out at about a third or a half the amount the recipe calls for, especially if it was designed for the Indian people, because otherwise it might be just a little bit too spicy for you. So that's my recommendation on that kind of food. And Denny would agree with me wholeheartedly, because every once in a while he opens his mouth and he goes, wow, this is a little spicy. I say, well, you know who recommended it. But anyway, I love tasting the different cultures and experiencing the different types of food. So, you guys, there's a whole world out there to experience of a better level of health with it all. The basics, 95% of your total caloric intake in plant-based food, we're not counting refined now. We're not going with the term vegan, that anything that says vegan or gluten-free or whatever direction you're going has that on the label. In fact, usually if it has it on the label, it's probably not what you're wanting, because that means it's in a processed form. That's why it's got a big label that's advertising these things. So go for the produce section, the whole grains, the beans. Nancy made a really good comment on Saturday, and that was, when it's in the can, you're probably getting more sodium than you want. So if you've got the time or can think about it the night before, put them to soak, dry beans. Or you can take and simply sort them, rinse them. If they need to be sorted, some of the smaller ones don't. Make sure there's nothing in there. That's what they've done when they've gone through the processing, to put them in the can. And then I rinse them off. I throw them in the pan and cover them with about 2 inches of water, 2 to 3 inches of water. Bring them to a boil. Turn it off. Let them set for 1 hour. Any of the dried beans, let them set for 1 hour. Dump that water. Put fresh water on. Bring it to at least 2 inches, roughly 2 inches above the level of the beans in the pan, and simmer them, bring them to a boil, simmer them until they're done, which will vary. The larger the bean, generally speaking, the little bit longer it's going to take. Anywhere from 25 to 40 minutes is the norm. Now, Yeah, it takes a couple, two, three steps, but it's not hard work. You know, there's a lot of things in life that are much harder that don't have any effect on our health whatsoever.
Can I just read that back to you? So you soak them overnight. In the morning, you bring them to a boil and then turn it off and let them sit for an hour.
I drain that water.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I do, okay. Drain the water, cook to a boil, turn it off, let it sit for an hour, spill out the water again, and just...
No. You can do either, Nancy. I'm sorry to stop you, but just so that they don't get started writing. If you soak them overnight, you drain them, put fresh water, and cook them.
Right.
You don't bring them to a boil and let them set.
So you cook them for how long?
25 to 40 minutes, generally. Just check the tenderness. And it depends on what you're using them in. If you're making hummus and you're going to run it in your blender, you want to cook them a little longer so they're not as firm.
Spill out the water and repeat the cooking. So after 2 hours, you're ready to go, correct?
An hour and 20 minutes or an hour and, excuse
however
me.
However long it takes you to bring it to a boil. So you bring it to a boil twice, turn it off, and let it sit for an hour each time.
No, only once, Nancy.
All right, so I'm not talking about soaking. So you get up this morning and decide you want to make beans. You bring them to a boil, let it sit for an hour. Then what?
Turn it off, let it set for an hour, drain them, put fresh water on them, and cook them. That's it.
Oh, so cook them for like 25 to 40 minutes again?
Right.
Okay, thanks.
You're cooking them once, yeah. You're only cooking them once, but you're only soaking them once, either overnight or the quick way of bringing them to a boil, turn the burner off, let them set for an hour, drain them, and cook them.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, let's make sure that we're not making any more work for anyone than necessary. So, and you'll find that these things are all available if you Google how to cook dry beans, how to do this, how to do that. And I'm getting down to the wire because things are going out the door here that I need to supervise. So, guys,
sure.
I'm going to cut out. And if anyone have a quick question or a question.
I just wanted to mention, Carol taught me over the weekend when we cooked beans that you want to soak, put the salt in with the beans when you're soaking them. But
I don't.
And
I don't because I add the salt to the recipe depending on what I'm doing. If it even needs it, Steve, because a lot of the recipes I don't even use salt in anymore.
Uh-huh.
The herbs take the place of it. So I don't automatically put salt in with my beans. What about you, Nancy?
You know, I don't use salt. What was your reason, Steve?
Well, if you put salt in when they're soaking, the beans will soften, but when you put them in under heat, they make the beans hard.
I wouldn't put salt in at all.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't either. That was not instructions from Parkview, period. And I know they don't do that.
Well, you know me with salt.
Yeah, and the beans cook fine. The time that beans will not cook is if you have put a recipe together, unless you're doing it in a crock pot and you're letting it go for hours and hours, and I've even done that and not had them cook. You put tomato in with them, they're not going to soften. Doesn't matter whether you got salt or anything else in there that I've found. Because I've mixed recipes up and let them cook simmer for 10 hours on the stove and the beans never cook.
So you need to cook your beans separately is what you're saying initially.
Beans need to initially be brought to the tenderness that you want them in the recipe.
Okay.
And then you add them to the recipe to pick up the flavor when you're doing your last parts of cooking. Or they can simmer in with the ingredients, especially if you've left them a little firmer to allow that to happen. You don't want to cook them until they're mushy anyway, at least I don't. And the other thing you can do is you can take that broth and put it together and put it in a container and freeze that for the next batch of beans you're cooking, and it just adds to the flavor of the beans or mixed beans in it. And when I get home, I'll start doing that. I did it a couple of times, but I let my broth set in the refrigerator, and it soured before I got around to doing the next batch of beans. So
you don't use the liquid from the beans in your recipes, usually? You're just using the beans?
Sometimes I use part of the liquid for the broth. It depends if it's a soup, because it's got a lot of nutrients and it's got a lot of flavor.
Uh-huh.
That's not ever the first boiling or
soaking
water. You never use that. That's discarded always.
Okay. Thank
you. The broth that you're cooking your beans in, and I'm not trying to belabor this point, but it is a shortcut, and if you want to talk about saving expenses, my goodness, we could get on a whole subject of just how to cut and save expenses on food when you're doing plant-based. If you're in a hurry, it's better just to watch your sodium contents and buy them in a can. We don't expect everybody to jump into this doing everything at one time. Depends on your timing and what you've grown up with, how you've been around the kitchen, what you've seen happen. I'm just here to say it's not hard. If out of 5.5 billion people on the planet, 4 billion are already eating this way and have a greater level of health than we do in this country, excluding the ones that are already doing it in this country, something has to be said about this way of eating, guys.
I just have one quick warning on beans. When we first started with doing this, I made a great big pot, a soup pot of beans, and for some stupid reason, I left it on the stove. I think it may have only been overnight. I had fermented beans the next day.
You can. They're natural. They're going to start doing their own thing.
I had to dump the whole pot out. I was so ticked, and I have yet to make them again.
No, it's just getting it down. There's certain guidelines, and we try to give them as accurate as we possibly can. The other thing is, and beware when you start including them in your diet, you can give off gas, as we call it. And there is nothing wrong with that. It was interesting to be in Parkview and have so many new people, and nobody paid any attention. In fact, our planned time was we walked after the meal, so we were outside, and we had a chance to get rid of some of that. It's a natural reaction. Get some Beano. Everybody says, get some Beano. I have yet to take in Beano, but it's on my list to pick up, so at least I can say I tried it. But it's people will say, oh, I can't do this because I get gas from beans or I get gas from cabbage or whatever. Well,
it's slowly.
Yeah, you can introduce it slowly or good grief. How many people are you around? I'm around my husband most of the time. If he can't deal with it, then, you know, I guess that's too bad. My health is more important. And making the changes that are necessary to have the level of health. I mean, you know, hey, which would you enjoy more? Having a little of that to experience or chemotherapy? No. Not going to go there. Guys, I really do need to run. So we have a happy trip home. And
Jeannie has left the conference.
It was nice having you with us this morning. Please come back and join us again. We'll have topics. We'll have other things that we will be discussing. Nancy will be on tomorrow with her media coverage, and I know she's well into going through some of the Dr. Oz and the doctor's program, has a wealth of information to share. So I will be here if at all possible. And please make it an absolutely wonderful day and pass the word around. What we're doing and what we want to make available for people to have a better quality of life, and as wellness consultants, feel the part, look the part, and let those great products that we have really do their job by the part that we can take responsibility for. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.